that he was surrounded by those angels that had been deputed to punish. And he couldn't find the exit. The angels had come from all corners and had surrounded him. And suddenly the wudu came. Wudu, the ablution came and freed him from that situation. We have mentioned this many times before, that the a'mal that we do is very, very powerful. Any amal that we do has a power. And the true power of that amal will be seen on the Day of Judgment. So the ablution that we perform, in summer it is very, very pleasant. And in winter sometimes it is not so pleasant because it's very, very cold. But alhamdulillah, in the land of honey and milk, Australia, we are blessed with hot water. So it is even pleasant in winter. But this wuzu will come and it will free the person from that situation, from that condition. Then the Prophet of Allah says that I saw a person that was troubled by the shaitan, by the devil. He was being troubled by the shaitan. And suddenly the zikr ilahi, the remembrance of Allah, the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat came and freed this person from the shaitan. Then the Prophet of Allah says, I saw a person in the grave. And suddenly the punishment, the azab-e-qabr started to travel towards him. It was just going to fall upon this person that the namaz came, the salah came and protected him. The salah came and protected him. Those that do not pray, Allah give them hidayah. And Allah Rabbul Izzat give them the love of the prayer. Nothing is going to protect you in the grave. What the Prophet has told us is something that we cannot solve with the mind that Allah has given to us. We are all blind in regards to Akhirah. The one that has seen Akhirah is the Prophet of Allah. He is the rahbar, the guide with the eyes, with the vision. He's saying in the grave nothing is going to protect you. That azab will come towards the human being. But the salah that we used to pray, my dear respected youth, my fellow men, the salah that we used to pray, it does take an effort. But the salah that we used to pray will come to your rescue. It will protect you in the grave. Inshallah, there will be a day, inshallah, if Allah wills, we will speak about salah in detail. Then there will be a person, the Prophet of Allah says, that he will be so thirsty that his tongue will be hanging. And you can see the immense thirst and the effect of that thirst on the face of this human being. And suddenly the siyam, the fasting will come to rescue and will quench the thirst of this human being. What thirst the Prophet observed in the dream is something that cannot be put by words. It is the thirst of Akhirah, not the thirst of this world. When a person dies, a person, an evil person, a'adhan Allah, Allah protect us all. The Prophet of Allah says, if he drinks the seven oceans, it will not quench his thirst. This is a different type of thirst. He can drink seven oceans, it will not quench his thirst. The Prophet of Allah is saying that person will be so thirsty, but what will come to the rescue? It will be the fasting. So can't we tolerate a little bit of thirst in this world? The thirst that comes around the time of Asr, from Asr to Maghrib. Little bit of thirst. Little bit of sacrifice. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is just, who is adil, and at the same time is the Rahim, will give us more than we deserve. And Allah surely is giving us all that are sitting here more than we deserve. Allah has given us so much. Then there will be a person that will be surrounded by darkness. Like in fog, when you are driving, especially in England, when you are driving in the fog, you cannot even see 1 meter in front of you. But this will be a surrounding, and he will be surrounded by total zulumat and darkness, and he will not be able to see in front of him. Nothing, he cannot see nothing. What will come to the rescue? The Hajj and the Umrah. Hajj and Umrah will come to the rescue. It will illuminate the surrounding and it will remove and replace that darkness. And he will see his destination in front of him. Then the Prophet of Allah says that I saw a person, and listen to this, my respected youth, and those that are married, that Malikul Maut will go to a person to take out his spirit, to take out his ruh, and suddenly the khidmat that he did, the serving of his parents, will push away Malikul Maut. What has the Prophet said? That virtue will extend your life. Virtue, piety will extend your life. The khidmat that he did, the serving of his parents, this khidmat that he did of his parents, will not allow at that certain time the Malikul Maut to take out his ruh. This is known as taqdeer-e mu'allaq. Taqdeer-e mu'allaq. We do not have time to speak about this. And the Malikul Maut will return and this person's life will carry on. Khidmat of the parents. Now I've said this many a times. Do not give preference to anyone above your mother. Do not give preference to anyone above your mother. Handle the situation with hikmah and wisdom. It does not mean that you oppress your wife or oppress your flock. But handle the situation with hikmah and wisdom. Ar-rijalu qawwamun, you are the leader. Allah has given you the potential, the capability to handle the situation. But do not hurt the feelings of your mother. Then the Prophet of Allah says that there will be a person that will be confronted by the daroga, the caretakers of Jahannam. He will be confronted by them. And now he can't see an exit, and suddenly, Amar bil ma'ruf wa nahyu anil munkar. That is known as da'wah. Da'wah will come to rescue and free this person from that situation. Then the Prophet of Allah says that one person is being ready, prepared to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, and suddenly, one drop of water that trickled from his eye onto his cheek, due to the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, will come to his rescue. And from that position, he will be allowed to go to Jannah. How many of us have cried in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Because of the fear of Allah, because of the presence of Allah Rabbul Izzat, how many of us? The ulama have mentioned, Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, and I've mentioned this many a times, that there are two drops of water that have the power to extinguish the fire of Jahannam. Two drops of water. One is the tear. That drop of water that trickles from the eye onto the cheek due to the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And second is that drop of blood that falls from a mujahid in the battlefield. Has the power to extinguish the fire of Jahannam. Then the Prophet of Allah says that I saw a person very feeble, very weak on the pulsarat, on the bridge that is placed over the fire of Jahannam. He does not have the power in his body to pass. He cannot run over the pulsarat. He cannot walk. He is trembling. He is ready to fall into the fire of Jahannam. And what comes to the rescue? The darood salutations that we send upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's why I've mentioned this many times. You should be habituated. It should be your sunnah to recite 300 durood upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam every day. And 1,000 durood on Friday. 1,000 durood on Friday and 300 every day. There are so many blessings in sending durood upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Durood will come to the rescue on the pulsarat. And the last, وَرَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي. The Prophet says, وَرَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي إِنْتَهَا إِلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ فَغُلِّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. The Prophet of Allah says, I see a person. He's walking towards the door of paradise. فَغُلِّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. The door of paradise closes upon him. He has been through all the previous trials and testing, and he's walking towards Jannah, and the door of Jannah, فَخُلِّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ, closes on him. فَجَاءَتْهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. What comes to the rescue? The creed of faith. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ comes to this person. فَأَخَذَتْ بِيَدِهِ, holds the hand of this person. فَأَدْخَلَتْهُ الْجَنَّةِ, and allows him to enter into Jannah. Thank Allah Rabbul Izzat in abundance that we are Muslims. Thank Allah Rabbul Izzat in abundance that Allah Rabbul Izzat has made us concerned Muslims. But do not forget the most important thing. We do not want to be like other religions that only pay lip service to their religion. We love God. We obey God. We will do anything for God. This is known as lip service. This has no value in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We have to be committed. We can not only utter La ilaha illallah and imagine that that is good enough and we have fulfilled our duty towards Allah and towards this deen. But there is a commitment that is much greater than that. That we have to implement everything that is attached with the kalima. The Prophet of Allah says, the hadith is in Abu Dawood, مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. A person that recites kalima at the time of departure, recites لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, he will enter Jannah. We hear this hadith many a times, but we see many Muslims cannot utter the kalima at the time of death. Many, many Muslims cannot utter the kalima at the time of death. So there's a big question mark. Why? Why can't this born Muslim, cannot utter the kalima at the time of death? Because he did not respect the kalima in his life. The kalima did not travel from the tongue to the heart. It remained on the tip of his tongue. He did not respect it as it should be respected. He did not implement it as it should have been implemented. I will conclude by mentioning the very famous incident. Hafiz ibn Abi Hatim, rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned that the great muhaddith Abu Zur'a, he was on his deathbed, and there were all muhaddithin surrounding him. And the hadith that is very famous in Sahih Muslim, لَكِّنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, urge the dead person by utterance to recite the kalima. Urge by utterance so he can recite the kalima. لَكِّنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So at that certain moment, the muhaddithin started to recite لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. You cannot say to him directly, recite the kalima. That is not the teachings. So they said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And he looked at all of them. And then he did not only recite the kalima, but he mentioned the chain of the hadith. He mentioned the chain of the hadith. That this person heard from this person heard from this person heard from Hazrat Abu Huraira. Hazrat Abu Huraira heard from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet of Allah said, "Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah." So for that reason I say, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and he passed away. Because the kalima was not on the tip of the tongue, it was in the heart. Allahumma arzukna husna al-khatima. وَجْعَلْ آخِرَ كَلَامِنَا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعَنَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ